All right, so this is Steve Keats, and I'm happy to be on the call with Ken Hayes from Gathering of the Vibes. Hello, Ken.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good. You know, Ken, I have a Grateful Dead radio show for about 2.5 years down at State University of New York at Old Westbury at owrny.org and a podcast.
The student school, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, man.
And you know I'm always talking about Gathering of the Vibes, so that's why it's exciting for me every year. You know, I'm on my sixth year. You're on more than that, and I wanted to. And your team was kind enough to schedule a few minutes with us to chat. And you know, and then I'll be talking up the show on Monday, loading this to the podcast. You know what I'm doing this past Monday and next Monday is I took the Thursday and Friday schedule. And played all the bands this past Monday, and next Excellent. Monday I'm playing all the Saturday Sunday bands.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I thought if you could just talk about you know how you got into this and you know.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, Gathering of the Vibes wasn't always Gathering of the Vibes. The first gathering was called Deadhead Heaven, a gathering of the tribe. It was Memorial Day weekend, 1996. And all came from the passing of Jerry Garcia in August of 95. It was devastating to all of us. And we knew that there just wasn't going to be an opportunity moving forward to spend time with our friends and family at shows and gather together, you know, like we did on tour. And after the Grateful Dead did a beautiful tribute to Jerry in Golden Gate Park, they wanted to do the same in New York Central Park, but Mayor Giuliani said no, based on the cost for parks cleanup and all that kind of stuff. The city didn't have the money.
Right.
So myself and a couple friends got together and said, all right, well, let's do it ourselves. Now let's have our own gathering. And that's bands and Mo and Max Creek and Strange Folk performed along with the Zen Tricksters. And that's how it all began, was at SUNY Purchase College, Memorial Day weekend, 1996. And 3,500 people came out, and it was beautiful. The sun was shining, and it was a beautiful, beautiful gathering. The following year, we changed the name to Gathering of the Vibes.
That's great. That first year, you just did one day?
No. It was 2 days. Two nights of camping.
And then what got us to Bridgeport? You know, we love the beautiful view, yeah. And even what you know for me, Ken. Even when it was 100 degrees, that breeze was coming off the ocean last year.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about the water. You know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And over the years, you know, Long Island Sound, Lake Champlain, and the Hudson River right outside of Croton, at Croton Point Park, is where we moved. That was really the first gathering of the vibes in 1997.
Fantastic. And again, some of the same bands that you had the first year that we even see today were part of that crew, huh?
They were indeed.
That's fantastic. Is there any bands that have been with you every show, every year?
Yeah. Deep Banana.
Right.
And I think, I'm going to get in trouble for this because I might not be factually accurate.
Hey, it's college radio.
Yeah, Strange Folk.
Strange Folk. Yeah, we're looking forward to Strange Folk next Saturday. That's going to be...
I'm getting a nod, a negative, nodded to me that Strange Folk missed a year.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah.
It's all good.
That's where we are there.
I think this year, with the Green Vibe stage, you really have some pretty exciting bands with ALO and George Porter,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, George is the man. If you haven't just zoned in on George Porter and follow his bass line, you know, it's just extraordinary.
Well, you know, I had to pick one tune to play in the show this week from George, and I played I Get High.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appropriate.
Thank you. So for my listeners, if they're going to be, when they come out to the show, besides just gathering in front of the stage, if they want to see the bands as they're approaching the stage, is there any part of the field that you think they should hang out at? You know, just to catch a glimpse of some of the big stars?
I mean, you know, it's we've got two monster video screens on, one on either side of, yep, of the main stage. And delay speakers that, you know, fill the entire concert bowl with incredible sound and lights. It's, if you're in front of the soundboard, you're not going to catch the light show.
Right.
If you're behind the soundboard in the back, that's when you're so it's kind of, you know, it's all good. You go where you feel most comfortable and make sure to have fun.
Ken, we used to hang out in front of that that truck from the microphone company.
From Telefunken.
Yeah.
At the tree.
Yeah, that's our spot.
Is that right? That's a nice spot to be at. Because the delays are from located. The audio delays are right behind the soundboard.
Yeah, so it's...
That's a great spot. They're really, I mean, it's a beautiful venue. That's what I love about Seaside Park so much, is it's so unique. You don't get anything like this 50 miles from New York City. And the city is totally cool to work with, and the cops are totally cool to work with, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and having, and it's proven that it, you know... Last year we had 2,000 kids under the age of 15 that came with their parents.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And they come year after year after year, and they wouldn't do it if it wasn't such an amazing experience for them and bonding experience with the kids.
Yeah, we do love the age range is amazing, and whether you're 8, 18, 48, or 68, you feel happy that at the Gathering of the Vibes, thanks to what you do, Ken.
Yeah, man, it's you know, the cool thing is, I know of three generations of families that come to the Vibes, so, and that's neat. You know, that's real. And people are psyched with the lineup. I'm really pleased with it. There's just something for everyone. Really excited to have Branford on the Vibe stage, and along he actually played.